This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies Welcome. So blue.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we had a few drops of rain here at my house. Now the sun is out. And be off and on today. It's going to be a nice warm day in the 80s. A good day to get outside, right? And do a few things. Be able to get into the yard, do some cleanup, or just kind of hang out. Maybe it's just a inside type day. You never know. And only time's going to tell us what we can do today in the garden and this week as time progresses. Right, I did earlier in the show. I was talking about, Tuesday looks like the rainy day of the week after some here today, but the Tuesday looks like it, and then the temperature is just going to be highs in the upper 70s. Next week we'll get into a bit of the 80s, but it's 70s. We're starting to get into that fall feel. The temperatures at night is really what gives you that idea. And, Friday of this upcoming week, it's looking like the overnight temperature of 59 degrees. Those are the times where you're like, yeah, we're starting to hit fall. So we're almost there. I say it with like a, we're almost there because it means it's that time of year to do some more outside. Get out into the garden, do some things versus that summertime wait. That summertime hold off on doing anything until the fall. Because that's just, if you're into the garden, you're doing those types of things, the fall is the best time for planting. Fall is the best time for, lawn renovation. All these things. Right? I used to think that, before I really looked into it and understood it, and this is a number of years ago, when I started working in the industry, I kind of was saying, this fall is for planting thought process felt like a retail gimmick. Right? Because everybody gets their yard ready for spring. Right? Spring and then into summer so you can enjoy it. And I kind of just had that feeling of, this is just another scheme to get people to come back in to the garden center. And I'm talking, this thought process was over 20 years ago at this point. And just, kind of look at it and saying something didn't seem right. But then when you actually look at the details, you look at the information and the reasons why, it actually makes a whole lot of sense. We want our yard and garden to focus more on its root system and developing to get a better product in the long run. And when the temperatures are cooler, like it is going into the fall, our plants focus more on that root system to get that root system going for the winter months. So it's definitely the better time to develop the plants. It's also the cooler temperatures will allow less watering, less care, if you will. Right? So, and that's why, you know, we're getting to that point where it's saying, all right, time to plant again. And obviously when we're planting, that leads us into what to use, right? Now, we always talk about using some good soil, adding that to it. But that's not always necessarily the way to go. A lot of it has to do with what you can add as a starter type fertilizer, right? Espoma has that product called the Biotone Starter Plus. That's your planting insurance. That's your starter. That's your go-to when it comes to planting anything in the garden. It has so much of that mycotone in it. So that's a mycorrhizae fungi. Attacks that root system beneficially, creating a bigger, stronger root system for your plants. It was originally developed at a wholesale type level, right? A landscape type level, but has been brought to us, the consumer, the past number of years. And it has done nothing but good things for our plants. So that Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma is definitely something that when you're planting this fall and the rest of this summer, that you should be using to be more successful at the best time of year to be doing it. So again, that's the Espoma Biotone Starter Plus, multiple size packages, all the way down to a 5 ounce, right? So small feed for some small plants, 4 pound, 8 pound, 18 pounds. Great product. I recommend using it for all your fall planting this year. When it comes to, you know, shrubs, trees, flowers, etc. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're so close to that fall renovation time, or that late summer renovation, that, you know, you almost want to jump at the bit. You want to get there. But another couple weeks, and we'll really be into it. Just as I was saying earlier, you look at those nighttime temperatures, and when they're getting lower more consistently, you know that's the perfect time to do it. And renovations are good to do for the lawn. Like I was saying earlier at the beginning of the show, you know, adding pollinator plants at this point in time is going to help you when it comes to taking care of them in the spring, right? We talk about, you know, protecting the pollinators. We talk about no-mow May. We talk about leaving the leaves. But my biggest thing that I don't hear enough in the industry is the fact that you need to plant more of them and have the plants there in order to keep the pollinators there. So if you're not planting pollinators, and maybe I go back a little bit, people do talk about planting pollinators, but I don't think it's in the same conversation as the no-mow May and leave the leaves, right? I don't think it's in the same conversation. They're separate conversations that need to be combined because they go hand in hand. Now, one of the things that I would love to suggest when it comes to, you know, some of the perennial flowers, The UNH Extension has a really good article for pollinator plants for northern New England gardens. And the reason why I bring it up is they have a flowering calendar for perennial flowers. So it shows the average bloom period. And this is from a number of years ago, but I still think it's relevant. Where it'll tell you the month and the time frame of when something's going to bloom. Like, it states right at the top, wild columbine is going to flower the third week in May till about the first week in July. And then a couple down, it's going to have the blue wild indigo, which starts in June and goes to July. So it hits that time frame. But it goes all the way down with the list showing when they're going to start blooming and bringing your flower blooms all the way to October. So you pick a few of these flowers and you add them to the garden so you have continuous blooms, continuous pollinator plants. So then you continuously have the pollinators to keep them in the yard, to overwinter, to bring that leave the leaves, and then follow into no mow May. So just something to think about. I'm going to take a break. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number today, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here for another couple hours. Coming up at 8 o'clock is Karen from Natural Alternative. She'll be joining us to give us some great information on what we can be doing, what up-and-coming things, you know, in the horizon, like we've been talking about, you know, in the next few weeks, what we can start doing to the garden here. Now, you know, back to what I was touching base on last segment here. Now, it was interesting. We had a few people over at our house yesterday, and, you know, they all kind of know what I do for a living, obviously. And one guy made a comment about, yeah, no, I've heard that, you know, certain things that no mo may is, you know, it doesn't make sense. And I was kind of like, all right, I want to see where this is going. And then he kind of understood that, you know, you need to do other things in order for it to work the right way. It's not just one and done type thing. So it's kind of cool to hear, right, that somebody else is kind of thinking these things and saying something isn't completely adding up, but it is adding up to a point where we know something needs to be done, right? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not against the no mo may and leave the leaves. You've heard me talk about it more often than, you know, then they probably would admit. But the fact of the matter is something else needs to go with it. And that's why we talk about pollinators. Now, when a lot of people think of pollinators, they really just think of the perennials. And they say, all right, the perennials are what's going to do it. But what people don't actually realize is some of these trees will actually do more for pollinators than all the perennials that you put in the yard, right? Because they can be so much bigger. They can have so much more to them, right? So Yes, it's great to add the perennials. I'm 100% behind it because of that full color throughout the season versus just like a, you know, small spot of it, right? But anytime you add fruit trees, anytime you add maples or oaks, cherry, you're adding for pollinators. You're doing a little bit more than just the perennials. Now, on that same token, some of the shrubs, right? You know, early spring, pussy willows and serviceberry. Spring and summer, highbush blueberry. Nine bark, inkberry holly, winterberry holly, viburnum. And then later in the season, you know, some of the clethora, some of the panicle hydrangeas that we've been talking about the past couple weeks. These are all things that adding to the yard, adding to the garden, is going to bring these pollinators here to overwinter, to be here for seasons to come. So, just really something to be thinking about, because honestly, I want people to understand now is the time to get ready for what you want to do when it comes to leaving the leaves and no-mow May, right? Because if you don't do anything now, it's kind of useless to say, I'm going to fix all these things by not mowing for a month or leaving the leaves. So it's not just a one-and-done type project. This is something else that needs to be done. And so when we do it is right now. For next year, we get those pollinator plants in, and we get them ready to overwinter the pollinators that are here now going forward. Now, if you have some questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic organic fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic organic fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic organic for dramatic results.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA News Update. The confirmed death toll in Hawaii's wildfires has climbed to 89 as of last night in what is now the deadliest fire in the U.S. in over 100 years. Governor Josh Green said in a news conference yesterday those numbers will continue to go up and they are focused on helping survivors. The federal government assisting Hawaii in battling those wildfires, FEMA Operations Director Jeremy Greenberg said yesterday the agency has a permanent presence on the ground. Presidential candidate Donald Trump and his GOP rival Ron DeSantis were at the Iowa State Fair yesterday to make their appeals to Republican voters. Former President Trump leading the polls for the Republican primary. The Kremlin claims Russian forces shot down 20 Ukrainian drones over Crimea. The drone strikes follow similar drone attacks in Moscow. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And really just getting started. We're an hour and a half in, but it's early. Nice warm day today. A little bit of rain here and there. We had sprinkles this morning. I'm always kind of checking my weather app just to see, what's going on weather-wise, when it's going to rain, so you can kind of plan your day, right? But I'll tell you, it's just like this morning I was looking at it, it was like a little bit of rain. I'm like, oh, rain again. But it wasn't bad. So I'll take that part. It wasn't too bad. It was actually, I looked outside earlier. There was like maybe a couple hundred sprinkles on the yard, so it wasn't too bad. Anyways, it's a nice cool day right now. It's gonna warm up later with a real feel of almost 90 at some point. So that's one of those days where you're like, yeah, maybe I'll stay inside. Maybe stay in the air conditioning. But maybe you'll go outside and get some work done. Who knows? Only time's going to tell. But we've been talking a lot about the pollinators, a lot about the different plants that we could be doing for that, right? It's just one of those things that's been on my mind for a while that I don't think the no mow May and leave the leaves crowd is sane enough for when it comes to what you really should be doing for the garden this time of year. We talk about it in the time, but I think we need to do more with that. So that's why I wanted to discuss it, bring it up a little bit, because it almost feels like we definitely could do more. So just something to be thinking about, so you kind of have the idea of, yeah, we should be doing something for the pollinators. So coming soon, we're going to, we've talked about these pollinators, we're adding them. Now, if we do that, it does make more sense for you to leave the leaves Now, what do I mean by that? I'm leaving the leaves because that's where the pollinators are going to overwinter, right? They have the protection. So a lot of people will actually take the leaves that are in the yard and relocate them into your planting beds so that your planting bed, your pollinators have somewhere to go, right? Now, if they don't have anywhere to go, they're not going to stay. So that's what, you know, so that you get the whole idea. We're pulling everything together here. But anyways, so the thought process of leave the leaves is a couple things. One, it's for the pollinators somewhere to overwinter. But what it also does is it also can help keep your plants protected. It can keep your keep the ground to the temperatures that it needs to be. It'll insulate it when it comes time, so it's not changing all winter, right? It's keeping it consistent. So leaving the leaves is not only going to benefit the pollinators, but it's going to benefit your plant as well. So it is something that you got to look at and say, yeah, yep, I definitely need to do that. And to be honest with you, it's a lot easier than having to go and bag all the leaves, get them to the landfill, and then just having them overwinter somewhere else to come back as compost for someone else, right? So that's part of it. But it's definitely something to keep in mind this time of year. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to have Karen from Natural Alternative. So we look forward to that. So stay tuned. We got a lot of good things to discuss. We'll talk about, you know, the planning for that fall lawn care and what they can do to help us out. Just a number of things that we will discuss that will be beneficial for you. So stay tuned for that at the 8 o'clock hour. In the meantime, you know, really been focusing a lot on the pollinators, a lot on, you know, getting some plants in this fall. Now, obviously the more plants that we have out in the garden, obviously the better it is for our garden. But that's why I bring it up now of all the plants to use, because if you're, you know, doing something with the pollinators, if you're doing something in the garden, you might as well do something that's going to benefit the garden long term. So again, our number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, the forecast is for cloudy. I have a little app on the computer that, you know, that I'm sitting in front of that says that it's cloudy right now. And I look outside and all I see is blue sky. But I know it's going to end up a little bit later with that. This week is a good week. Tuesday, right now they're saying some rain, right? I don't know if it's going to be that heavy rain yet. I couldn't tell you that. But that being said, if it's been the heavy rain pretty much every time we've been, that it's rained. So it's most likely going to be. So keep that in mind with your watering this week, right? We're obviously going to need to water today because the heat is going to be so warm. But just keep it in mind, because if we have that heavy rain again, it might be overwatering some of your plants. So these are the things that kind of make you kind of figure those things out at this time of year. Anyways, we got a couple calls on the line, so I want to get to it. So Nathan, who's up next?
Ralph is in Hubbardston.
Ralph, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question. I planted blueberry bushes about a month ago.
Okay.
And someone told me that I should prune them right down immediately. Like all the new growth that's come up, they grew like, you know, like 2 feet of new growth already. Shoot. And just wondering what I should do to get them prepared for winter. I'm not sure what to do with them.
Okay. Now, these were high bush blueberries?
Yes, they are, yeah.
And what, you know the varieties you have?
Yeah, I want to say that, if I remember, they're Elliot. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sometimes with the pruning of... these high bush blueberry, I mean, it's a lot to do with pruning is in the spring is usually the best time to prune.
Okay.
Late winter, early spring, right? And it's usually after a few years to do that.
Oh, okay.
The thing is that what somebody might be thinking of, and I was just kind of, one of the reasons why somebody might be saying you should be, pruning now is because maybe some of those, plant some of the some of the shoots might get too big or too put too much growth, so maybe, you know, the concern is that if you want to get it thicker long term, you'd be pruning now before, cuz it's not going to give you any of the fruit this season. So
right,
that could be
right.
The thought process so that you can shape the blueberry the way you want to now, before it gets too like overgrown, right? But the major pruning time is really has always been early spring, right?
Okay.
And it's there are multiple facets to it. It's not just a prune because, you know, the calendar says I need to prune. It's prune to get some of that new growth to get bigger, get some of the older growth that's not producing fruit on there. When you do prune it, there's two types of buds that come back for the new canes. It's the vegetative buds and the fruit buds. And those fruit buds are where the flowers are going to come. And so doing it in the spring is really, the way to go. You know, the one thing I'd look at you to do now, if anything, is making sure that you have very acidic soil for the blueberry, right?
Okay.
You can do that by adding, there's a product out there from Espoma called Soil Acidifier, right? We want that soil to be acidic because it'll have better fruit, better taste to it as well. Okay, so that's something you could be doing right now in taking care of the soil and getting it ready, because the ideal pH for a blueberry is like a 4.5 to 5.5, which is not easy to just automatically have this, you know, in this area. It's something that, you know, you're going to have to do something to get there. So I think that's where I would look.
Okay.
At this point, I wouldn't look to prune just yet.
Okay. Well, I have another question. I'm sitting here looking at them right now.
Okay.
And I'm looking, and there is a whole clump of caterpillars, and the vegetation's gone on three of the shoots.
Yeah.
That's brand new. Yeah.
Yeah, so, so definitely. So with a caterpillar... At that stage that they're in, because they are feeding on them, it's not, you know, there are multiple aspects of a caterpillar. When they're young, that's when we can prevent them from getting bigger and doing more. But then there's also the aspect of when they're at this point, what else can we do? And so there's a product on the market called Captain Jack's from Bonide.
Okay, yep, heard you say that before. Okay.
So Captain Jack's is it can kill the caterpillars at this stage, right?
Okay.
And so it's an organic spray to it that you can just spray everything, the whole plant. It's not going to affect the flowers. It's not going to affect anything other than kill the caterpillars.
Okay.
You know, what I might try to do is, You know, check the anything around it, see if you can, if there are a good amount of caterpillars around it. The other thing is check the trees above it, right? Are the caterpillars coming down? If there's trees above it, where are they right. coming from and spraying around it, not just the plant itself, right?
Okay.
Because it could be on other things, and I'd hate for you just to spray the blueberry plant and then come back and they just moved over.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I've never seen them. This is the first time I've seen them as I'm sitting here talking to you.
Well, it's the perfect weather, the perfect season for it. So definitely look at getting Captain Jack's to spray the plant. You can do it a couple applications in 10 to 14 day intervals. Already?
Okay. Should I cut those shoots off where they're all from?
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Okay.
They'll come back for you next year. All right?
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back in a few.
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Go right into the phone lines to see who we can help out next. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Manchester.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Am I too late in the season now to prune back my oak leaf hydrangea?
I mean, has it, it should be either flowering or already did flower.
Yeah, it did flower, and they're already almost past, which is a little early in the season, but yeah. It's,
yeah. I mean, you know, is it because of the fact that it's gotten too big, or you just...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like it to be a little smaller before I, as you say, put it to bed for the winter.
Yeah, I mean, so usually, you know, the best time, you know, to prune most flowering plants is after they've done flowering. So, you know, this is definitely, with the oak leaf hydrangea, it is one that, you know, we don't want to affect next year's blossoms.
Right.
So you can prune in the summer after it's done flowering. So I think you'll be okay. Because usually this is about the time they're still flowering or just getting done on certain ones, depending upon the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you know, obviously we want you to get the dead and damaged issues, some of the cross branches. Hydrangeas don't really have sucker growth, so you don't focus on the sucker growth for those. But, you know, it's definitely okay to do at this point in time.
Excellent. That is it. I thank you very much for your help.
Awesome. Well, you have a great rest of your day, Tom.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's try to get one more in before the 8 o'clock hour. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in Andover.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick. How are you?
Doing all right.
I've got a white Cherokee princess dogwood that I got planted last summer, kept it alive all through the drought and everything, made it through the winter. It was looking pretty good, flowered good in the spring, but I sent a photo of the leaves on an email to you. They look like they're turning a little rust, reddish rust color.
I'm not sure if anybody can hear me. I have some issues with my headphones here.
Okay.
So it's definitely on my end here. My headphones got stuck in the wires here. If you can hear me, I know Bob sent me an email with a picture of the Cherokee Dogwood. The Cherokee Dogwood looked like it had some scorch to it. Looked like it had some burn. So it's definitely something that could be from the sun, from the intense heat and intense types there. So it's definitely something on that aspect that I've seen. I do apologize. I can't hear anything back. My it's a lot going on with the wires here of my headphones. I'm going to have to see if I can find some in between the break here. But it's definitely looked like scorch because I did get a picture of it. Looks like summer damage from that. Best thing you can do is to continue to water it. Fertilize it this fall with a tree tone at half the rate that it would have in the spring. So continue to take care of it that way. You know, the scorch, even though we've had more rain, et cetera, we've had some really hot days and really hot sun, and that has a lot to do with it. So really keep that in mind when it comes to it. So it's definitely, in my opinion, scorch and not like an anthracnose or a disease or anything, because you'd have more spotting, you'd have more powdery leaf types, some other issues. So definitely I think it has a lot to do with scorch, and it just basically the picture I got sent. If you look underneath it, there's some dying parts of the lawn underneath it, which means it's just a hot area. Some dogwoods will need partial shade. This looks like it might get a little bit of shade, but that, you know, that's what I am seeing when it comes to this Cherokee Princess dogwood. I do apologize. I can't hear anything at the moment. Got to switch out some headphones at the next break. I do apologize. I can't go back and forth with you, Bob, at this moment. I do have your email. What I'll do is if you have some follow-up questions from what I'm going, what I've said, just follow up on that email so I can take care of you, because I feel bad that my headphones just died mid-show. Not something I thought would ever happen. Anyways, we are going to take a break here. We have Karen from Natural Alternative coming up, joining us in a few minutes. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.